views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Kay Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny, who we love.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Benny. And of course, I'm here with the star of the show, Mary Jane.
The star.
The star. Superstar. For those of you who are new to listening to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she's been there since 1992.
Correct.
Thank you. She does the TAPS system. Accelerated Performance System. It's a way of muscle testing your body, finding out what your deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition, which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body in balance. And as we know, when your body is in balance, all in the world is good. That means you're full of energy, you're healthy, you're feeling good and ready to go. So, and for those of you who don't know, also Mary Jane is my mom, so, and also my holistic intuitive, and she's been able to keep me in some pretty decent shape. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, it could be about yourself, it could be about your children, it could be about your pets, because she does do pets, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. She is here for you about any question, any ailing.
Anything.
Anything. She's over there. Anything. So if you've had like some kind of health issue that's been going on, can't get any answers, I can guarantee she's got the answers for you. Today, we are talking about allergies and digestion. Mary Jane asked me what I wanted to talk about. I said hockey. That was a no. So we're
promptly
gonna be
a no, I would assume.
Yeah. So now we're talking about allergies and digestion. However, if there's any of you out there that have some hockey questions, I am more than happy to field those. As we have these Stanley Cup playoffs going on right now.
That's why. Now I get
it. And we have our amazing Seattle Thunderbirds who are going to be taking on the Kelowna Rockets this Friday night. Super excited about that. She's looking at me, but I just want to put this in. So we are in round three of the playoffs. So go T-Birds. They have swept Tri-Cities. They swept Everett. And looking forward to the game on Friday night, yeah. Saturday. Tickets still available at the Showbare Center.
And for your next hockey update, we'll see you at the bottom of the hour.
Yes. So if you have any questions, give us a call. Okay, Mary Jane, we could talk about allergies and digestion now, but I could go on about this hockey thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back to the health thing now.
Okay.
She's looking at
All right. So springtime, usual time for allergies. Everybody's got the a little bit of going on, and they seem to show up more in the springtime. People are more, you know, because of the pollen and everything.
Oh, yeah. That on the news, you'll notice the pollen count for trees is low or moderate today, or that's going to start. My allergies usually hit about May.
Well, allergies can be, I mean, you could be sensitive to have the pollen. You could be tested and have all those allergy tests and know exactly what's in the air and what you're allergic to. But what I find is when people come in and have allergies, what I do is look and see what's going on in their body. As usual, I just start at the top like I usually do for everyone. It doesn't matter. We do the same system every time. And we look at what's going on in the body and why you can't handle your environment. And often when people have allergies, one of the most common things I see is they're a little bit anemic. Now, that you could be anemic and at a subclinical level where it doesn't show up on any blood test, or, you know, there's no, doctors won't say that. But when I'm testing, I can figure out where your blood quality is and what we need to do to help that. Because usually the spleen and liver are in low gear when you're when you have this. And most organs should, all organs should score a 10. And if they're not a 10, they're not at optimal performance.
Heart scores
up. Heart is a 12.
12.
Yeah. So if your liver and spleen are a 6, that means they both help building your blood. And your spleen is your immune system and also builds your blood. So if those are in low gear and you don't have healthy blood, then when you're exposed to chemicals or toxins or anything in the air environmentally, you react to it. And then you can have an allergic response to it. Kids who have parasites, or adults, people who have parasites. And when I say parasites, that could be like little microbes, tiny little bugs that... You've got a really bad digestive system. Now you can't get rid of those things that are in the food and in what you eat. And now they take over and they deplete your blood. They're living off you. So if you have a good digestive system and you have good blood quality, chances of having a being able to deal with any severe allergies changes dramatically, especially people who are have a real problem with chemicals. Any type of chemicals, when they're exposed to chemicals, usually they're anemic at a subclinical level, and also their parotid gland has been weakened due to overexposure to chemicals. Or for some people, they're just where they're at, they just couldn't handle the chemicals, or they were in a room that was overloaded. Even like little kids, when they're in a room that's been
like
painted.
A lot of glue. Like probably in maybe some schools where they're using a lot of glue, like painting, fresh carpeting, people who just got their hardwoods resealed.
The softener sheets that you throw in the dryer, it's a huge thing for chemicals. Even if you have those in the in your laundry room in the drawer, you know, you could still smell that. And that's a big thing for kids to be have a problem with.
Yeah. And, you know, there's always, I'm sure... When I used to work for Mary Jane, there would be people who would come in to see her and call and say, you know, could you please not wear anything from the dry cleaner that you just got
back?
They
had severe chemical allergies.
Could you please not use any body lotion? I'm thinking, hey, people, I'm going to do my best. But it's hard because everything that we have in our environment is...
But those people are so sensitive that no matter what it is, they have a problem with it. And they're usually people that don't go out of their house very often.
So those are the people that get those parotid glands checked and the anemia checked. We are going to go to the phones and talk to Alexa. Hi, Alexa. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Well, this is very timely because I would love to know, get your feedback on this. I have sort of a repetitive neck injury, neck kind of problem where I get one of my cervical spinal nodes goes out pretty easily. And I know that some of it is work-related, which I've modified, but, and I do see an upper cervical specialist who keeps it in line. I see a chiropractor about once a month or so. And I recently discovered that one of my, my C1 was out. And they readjusted it, but apparently it had been out for a while. So I have two questions. One is what? Why is this reoccurring so much? I mean, I eat just about as healthy as I can possibly eat. And, you know, I drink really, really well. And I try to, like I say, I stretch regularly. I see a chiropractor. And then the second is that when I had this recent adjustment for C1, I found that when I resumed work the next day, that I got really dizzy and almost fainted. So I'm just a little bit sort of wondering now what's going on now that this alignment has been happened. So I'm in alignment now, but I'm experiencing these dizzy spells. So I don't know, you know, what you would need to respond to, but I'm sort of wondering about the reoccurring aspect first, because it's very difficult to keep it adjusted without a lot of effort.
So you keep you get it put in, and then it keeps coming out. So all right,
okay, it is. So when that happens, that's your body. That's a red flag saying that there's something else for you to look at. There's definitely an emotional component. And how old are you?
I'm 52.
So this was an emotional component from when you were 30 years old, and it's a friend, a male friend you had at 30 years old. Did anything happen at 30 years old that you remember?
Well, I was pregnant then, and I just had been married a few years. I don't know, maybe...
What was your husband's name? What was your husband's name?
Yeah, he's not my husband anymore. So,
yeah.
We didn't get divorced.
Okay, let me just... you don't even... Nick, it wasn't him. Did you have now, this doesn't have to be a romantic friend, or did you have another male friend at that time that, I mean, something could have happened to? Maybe they were sick or...
Oh, interesting. It could be... happened to them?
Yeah.
Somebody
have an accident...
No, but I did have an accident then.
Okay.
I had, that's how this all started, somewhat started. Yeah.
When you were 30.
Well, yeah.
Around that time. Okay. So
around
I still
time,
get,
my son was born then.
Okay. So this still had to do with, something with a male friend. So you're going to think about that. So this neck issue, that's the first time you experienced that emotion. And let me see, it was,
Oh, I know what that is. Yeah. Okay.
What was it? Was it? Well, were you ticked at a male friend?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I was feeling a lot of pressure on the road. Like I was feeling pressure to rush home from work. It was my ex-husband, and he was really pressuring me to get home. And I remember this, and it's part of the reason why I got in the accident, because I was rushing.
Okay.
And he does this. You know, we've since divorced, but he's just gets really used to get really angry when something didn't go his way. So I would always try to accommodate him. And, you know, so that's what happened then.
Okay. So that's where this is coming from. It was something that you were ticked about, and it was when you were 30 years old. So that's the first time you experienced that emotion. Whenever you get something and you're going to the chiropractor and it doesn't hold, it's always, always an emotion. It's something that you just, it's all about you just looking at what it is so you could let it go. It's like the universe wants more of you right now and you're stuck and you can't move forward. So that's the universe's way of trying to get you to figure it out.
Sure.
So that's the biggest thing. And then... And then finances. So when you were 40 years old, so your finances at 40 years old and fear over finances. So what was that about?
That's interesting. That's when I started working for myself. And that's been going well. It's not easy physically,
but that was this is at 40
myself, but
this
that's
is at
what
40
I did.
So,
I started working I started doing the work I do now, which is semi-nursing work.
Okay.
In home, yeah, nursing work.
So how would you finish that statement, your fear of finances when you were 40? Because
because I had I had made some changes in my work. I had left a job that I had, I was employed by someone, and I made the decision to leave the job just to be more accessible for my son. And so I just took a leap and decided to just do my own work and work for myself. So that's what I did then.
Okay. So maybe
and I was just, I didn't have a whole lot. I wasn't paid very much, so.
Yeah, so fear of not being able, not having enough.
Yeah, exactly, right, yes.
So those are the two main things that showed up today with what's going on with you. But you have to look at those things first, and then after that, there's some nutritional things going on, too. And but those are all things that can be that this is what you need to do to move forward. You need to look at what's going on. And what I do is a technique that clears it very quickly. It's not things that you have to hash up, but you could look at it and it makes sense. Then you can move forward and do what you need to release it. So we're happy to see you in the office, too, to follow up with some nutrition and get you on the you're almost there. You're just not quite. Once you figure this out and look at what's going on, it'll make sense to you, and then you can move forward.
Yeah, okay, great, okay.
And we're happy for you to call the office. Nancy will give you the number and take care of you and get you through this.
Yeah, that could be really great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alexa. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Great call. It's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody.
Hey listeners, would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarsher.com/blessing.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature. Enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire. Allow more light with more ease and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show. Transformation Talk Radio. Sorry, it's kind of like I was looking at Benny. He had this great little
dance. I think you were in hockey
thing.
Mode. I'm going to go on this one.
I'm waiting for those hockey questions, people. Come on. Wait for those hockey questions. But in the meantime, let's go to the phones and ask Lisa what her question is. Hi, Lisa. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, thank you. Thanks, Mary Jane, for taking my call. You know, I was going along great, feeling good, everything good, and kind of out of the blue, in December, I got a diagnosis of lung cancer, and I have not taken the medical route. I'm doing a raw plant diet and all kinds of natural healing modalities, and just any support that you can offer me. I'm supposed to have a scan in about a month. I'd love to have a scan by you instead of a radiation CT scan. But yeah, I just feel like I need some extra support and guidance. And
okay, how old are you?
Never. 58.
Okay, so I'll tell you one thing that's really important for you to do is the drains in your house. I don't know if you've heard me before, but the drains in the house, the gases come up the drains, and they're, if you look down your drains, they're full of mold and mildew and gunk. But for you, it's like really, really important to keep those drains clean and use a fourth a cup of baking soda and 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar and pour it down all your drains and do it often. Because when you're breathing in those gases go, it make give you a sick stomach, go through your kidney and bladder, and then it goes up to your lungs and aggravates your lungs. So it's a vicious cycle. So that's like an important basic thing for you to do.
Okay.
So, and that, because what I'm picking up first is you need to do that. And when you do that, your right kidney still shows up. So your right kidney needs a little bit of support. It's got some sludge in it, and it's a little inflamed. And kidneys and lung are connected. You know, if your kidneys are off, it affects your lungs. So that so that's what I pick up there. And then when you do that, see, do you have trouble with your lungs now breathing? How do you feel?
I'm coughing a lot. It's hard to take a deep breath because I cough.
Yeah. So the coughing comes from the drains and from that right kidney being inflamed. So once you do that, I cannot tell you enough about the drains, what a difference that will make. And it will make a difference almost immediately. And if you have not done your drains, I recommend you do them, repeat it in a few days or a week, because for you it's critical. And then repeat it every week for a while, for at least a month. Then often you could go once a month and be okay. Okay? And you'll know because you won't cough. You won't cough.
Okay.
Because,
and I live in an RV. Does that make a difference?
It's a small space. It doesn't matter. You get the same problem as you do. And the vinegar and the so your RV itself, when you do the drains, your RV scores a 3. When you do the drains, it comes to an 8. So you still have stuff in that RV that's not great. And that's not unusual. So sometimes a small air purifier will help to freshen up the place and like kill any bacteria or anything that's in there. So that will help you, because for you, what's important is what you're breathing in. You know, it's what you're exposed to. So do you feel pretty good?
Well, right now I'm a little down. I did a water fast last week, and that really was difficult. So my energy is a little low. I've lost like 35 pounds doing the plant-based diet. I'm not feeling where I'd like to feel at this point.
Yeah. So what I do, again, you're doing all this stuff, but you still have some issues going on. You still need support for your body that's very specific. And it's like, that's what I do. I'm not like guessing what you need. We cut to the chase and like take care of that kidney, give you what you need to repair and keep your immune system up so your body can raise your vibration so your body can heal itself. So there's still some areas you're missing here. I think you're doing an okay job, but there's some little things that need to be done that are more specific that can help you.
Okay.
So you could give Rhonda a call. We'd be happy to do that. And then, but just again, do your drains, and yep. We'll look forward to seeing how you do.
Okay, I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. The other thing I might not have mentioned is Mary Jane has a lot of clients who do their appointments over the phone, so you don't have to actually come to her office. She's more than happy to talk to you over the phone. A lot of her local clients also, because of traffic these days,
yeah,
would prefer doing a phone consultation. So.
Yeah, we have people all over the United States, Hawaii, and also, even the local people now, sometimes it's just easier with the traffic, like Nancy says, to just call. And we take care of you just like if you were in the office.
The only thing you'd miss out on is a hug. So if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. And if you have a question for Mary Jane right now, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Could be anything at all. I do have a question. So there was no emotional component attached to her lungs.
And there is.
Which is
it takes
grief,
more.
Because lungs are grief.
There is an emotional component attached to any physical issue you have. And certainly if it's cancer. And yes, there is, and it just would have to take time to get into it.
So
exactly,
that would be something exactly. that you would. Do
and that's
with,
why
with
when people don't resolve their emotional issues, and they can do all these other things, but they still are stuck in that emotion, they don't get better. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a disease or whether it's a physical, a gallbladder, or a stomach. When they're not getting better, it's always an emotion keeping them stuck.
Just kind of popping up louder and louder until you get the message and
clear it so you can move forward and be in your power and be who you're supposed to be.
Right. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tonight.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life.
Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's S-A-R-A-L-O-O-S.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Welcome back to the Barry Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're just having a little
jive in here.
A little chair dancing going on.
I admit it. It was a chair dance off.
God.
It was a chair dance off.
Oh, well, you weren't in your chair, but.
That's why I think I cheated. So I can't play.
So you're the winner. Cause
I can't. I cheated. I wasn't in my chair. So it's between you two.
No. But anyway, he was shaking his little booty over there. So quite exciting. Thank you for that.
Looking at my butt. That's an HR thing.
Oh, there's no sexual harassment going on here. Oh, hey.
Paying for time, it won't apply.
Since there's no hockey questions, I'm getting a little off topic again. I'm sure I'll be talked to after the show. You might have a new co-host next month. Okay, let's go to the phones and talk to Bella.
Okay,
hi, Bella.
Oh, there, we got Bella now. Bella's there.
Hi, Bella. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I've been trying to help work on my adrenals, and one of the things that I've done is adjust my diet, but I've also noticed lately that I'm sleeping in a lot and not sleeping so well. So I was just wondering if I could get a general reading on what's going on.
You have a bad gallbladder and bile duct. So it's your liver and your bile duct's part of your liver. That lubricates the liver to produce bile, and that bile goes through your gallbladder and then goes into your gut to digest your food. So you're functioning at a 2 out of a 10. Do you have digestive issues? Do you get bloated?
Yes.
Yeah. So your adrenals are low because of this gallbladder and liver. So when you have a gallbladder and liver that's a 2, it backs up your whole system. So now your whole body's functioning at a 2. And once you could treat your adrenals, but that's just treating a symptom. The whole thing is once you do the gallbladder and liver, then everything will get better without doing anything else. Usually everything comes back to, or it all can come back to functioning at a 10. And that, but if anything is off, you can't tell till that's corrected and working. And then you do, if you need adrenal support, we do that. But usually what I find is once you do the gallbladder and liver, everything else gets better.
Thank you. So you recommend a cleanse or
no,
something like that?
I recommend you, I see people who do cleanses and do liver detoxes and do all that all the time. I recommend that you call our office. If you call our office, I will put you on a program to specifically give you exactly what you need to clean out your liver, to get everything working again. It's like a detox, but it's not a harsh detox. Detoxes can dehydrate you, dry you out, but not necessarily take care of the problem. And what we're doing is looking at, like, right now your gallbladder and bile ducts are two, and I would give you nutrition specific to heal that and get things working and get that number back to a 10. And by monitoring it and giving you the proper nutrition, we know we have predictable results. And that in a certain time, you're going to be better. It's a given.
Thank you so much.
It's a given. So you can give Rhonda.
I will give you a call.
Yeah, we'll be happy to take care of you. It's easy. It's easy, and you'll feel better pretty fast.
Thank you, Bella. It is true.
Thank you.
Because what Mary Jane does, she's not just pulling stuff out of her head. She's actually, your body is telling her what it needs in order to get that cleaned out and move in and everything flowing again. So it's not, she's just the instrument that is able to read what your body's requesting.
And I'm able to tell by testing you what's working and what's not working. And like when people want to do detoxes, they just never score good. They're not exactly what you need. So then you're just doing something to flush things out, but it doesn't get things working again.
You're kind of taking care of symptoms. You're not going to the actual cause. I don't know about all those cleanses and detoxes. Yeah. Like for 3 days, I'm not going to be eating celery sticks and carrots when I can go to Mary Jane and get the right nutrition and be able to eat, you know.
Properly. Properly to feel better, get everything working, and then you gradually, you know, when you're a two, the only way is up. There's not much of a downside to that. So once you change things around, and often we look at what's the emotion, especially for people that have been stuck in that for a long time, what's causing it? What do you need to do to get rid of that so you can move on?
Exactly. And I'm not just saying this because she's my mom. I mean, it is amazing what happens when you give your body what it needs. It's amazing how it just kind of takes over and gets healthy again. Okay, we're going to go to Joan in Bellevue. Hi, Joan. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. It's actually about my adult daughter. She's been suffering from migraines 7 or 8 years. Started when she was 19 or 20. She's seen neurologists, and they pretty much just treat her with drugs and treat the symptoms. Now she's started to see an acupuncturist, an energy healing person, cranial sacral. She's also done Botox through the neurology. I'm just wondering.
And how is she right now with all that she's doing?
She's doing better. She does not have daily headaches. She's doing better with the acupuncture and the cranial sacral. They're hopeful she will not have to do Botox anymore.
Okay, those are all good things.
Still have some.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I still get on her, though. What I still get on her is she has an inflamed bladder, and her right kidney's inflamed, and those are the first things that show up, and she has a toxic stomach. The most common cause that I see for migraine headaches is bladder and heart. And when someone, like for her, it's her bladder that shows and kidney that show up first, and stomach, but underneath that, she would need, when that's cleared up, then her heart shows up and she needs support for her heart. When she takes care of those things, then everything will get better. It's like that.
Okay.
That is her main problem, and it's still there. So it's not being, like when I'm picking up, it's what's not being addressed yet.
Okay.
And that's why she's, you know, the cranial and all that good work will help. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
She still needs some nutritional help. She still needs something because she's probably born with this. And so,
the bladder, kidney, and stomach would all be helped with nutrition.
Absolutely. Like she has a toxic stomach, so you have to give nutrition to clean up the bacteria in the stomach. When you have a toxic stomach, all that bacteria goes through your kidney and bladder. When you have a kidney and bladder issue, all those poisons go up. So that's what causes like lung issues or sinus problems or migraine headaches. So you have to take care of that first. Then my sense is the next thing that would show up is her heart. And that only means energetically her heart is in low gear. It doesn't mean she has a diseased heart. And it means that she needs support. And once you take care of that, then the headaches go away. I've done this many, many, many times. Yeah. So that's what we could do to help her.
Great. Thank you so much.
The other thing for her that would be important is doing her drains again. Because when you're breathing in the toxins from your drains, again, it's going to give you the toxic stomach and really irritate the bladder. So no matter what she does, unless she does those drains, she still won't get well. So that's something she could do that probably would help her to make a big difference.
I will let her know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joan. Okay. I'm still waiting for those hockey questions, people.
Migraine headaches, it's like a miracle to see the change that people have with just taking care of it. Like I say, it's either their bladder that shows up or their heart. And you take care of either both or one of those things, and it's like magic that it goes away.
Miracles happening. Mary Jane will come home and she'll talk about miracles happening. And I think I talked about this last month. I'm just waiting for some miracles to happen myself here. So, let's get those miracles going. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, which I highly recommend for some of our callers, her number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. If Rhonda does not answer the phone, just leave a message. This means she's on the other line, so she will get back to you. She's pretty amazing that way. Okay, allergies, digestion. Where are we going?
We'll talk a little bit about digestion. I mean, digestion has everything to do with everything.
Well, if you don't digest, if your digestion's off, then you can't absorb all the nutrition and food and everything you're taking, and if you're on prescription medication, you're not able to absorb that.
And so, if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid or digestive enzymes, then your body can't get rid of the bad stuff that could be in the food you're eating. People don't get parasites because they have a good digestion, because there are parasite or microbes in a lot of things that you eat.
Lettuce.
But if you have a good digestive system, your body gets rid of that, and it's not an issue.
I had parasites long, 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 long time ago. Parasites are nasty things to have. In my case, I was always hungry, so I ate constantly.
Well, I see little kids I've seen quite a few little kids recently with parasites, and they lose weight. They're pale. They don't feel good. They're tired. The symptom, usually what they have is they have stomach aches. And the thing with kids is they don't know that they can't tell that they're sick. They just know they don't feel good. So, or sometimes they can't express it or say how they feel. For kids, it's so simple to turn around. You just put them on some digestive enzymes. And in 8 weeks, they're like dramatically better. And that's all it takes. And their body takes over and heals, and they're back to normal. So it's fun. No matter what you do with kids, they turn around very quickly.
Yeah, kids.
They don't have the emotional baggage, and they just
the attachment
just works.
To it.
Yeah.
Well, kids and animals both.
Yes.
Okay, it's time for us to take another short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side. Are we crazy?
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Here with Benny playing the awesome tunes. Here
Thank
with Mary
you.
Jane. Still waiting for those hockey questions, but that's okay.
So what happens in a minor situation when a player gets cross-checked? How many minutes do they spend in the penalty box? Go.
Two.
Dang, she's good.
All right.
I mean, I got the names and numbers of the guys.
I
mean,
I appreciate that.
Well, I meant, you know, if you had any, like, not those kind of questions.
Okay. How many blue lines are there?
1, 2, 2.
1, 2, 2. Okay,
two.
Great.
Okay, we
you
are going
to
go. All right, we're going to go to Nakia. It's her question for Mary
Hey,
Jane.
Nakia, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a concern for myself and now my daughter, who's 47. But we both are experiencing these bouts of really bad cold to the bone feeling and kind of like pain, and then it goes away. And then for me, I have had not at the same time, but excruciating pain in the chest area, and then it goes away when I take Alka-Seltzer Gold or Hawthorne.
So
it's like my chest just gets really, really, really tight. And so then I was trying to take some liver detox, and I kind of sloughed off on that. So I'm not really sure what you know, because I can be just fine. I walk the dog every day, and then these things happen.
Okay, so you are definitely, your liver and spleen score a 6, or a little bit anemic underneath. You may have...
Anemic?
Yeah, you're a little anemic. You may have, and your pancreas is in low gear, so you might have a little bit of a parasite or a microbe that's wearing you down. That's what I'm really getting, because your digestion is off, it's making you a little bit anemic, and then down the road, then your heart shows up. Now, it doesn't mean your heart is bad, it just means your heart's in low gear. You need to definitely get balanced here. Do you have a blood sugar problem? Do you crave sugar?
Off and on, yes.
Yeah, so that kind of is, that's all part of it, because when your pancreas is a 2, that's the good chance. Well, you do probably have the parasites. That's what's the main problem that's making you anemic. So you got to take care of that, then everything else will get better. Then we see how your heart is doing after that.
Yeah, I haven't treated myself for parasites for a while. I was getting some Vermox.
Yeah, that doesn't score very good for you. It only scores a 2. Again, when I...
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I do the program, see, if you've been treated before, you should be better than that and not keep getting them. But what I do is just check your body, see exactly what you need, and then monitor you to make sure everything's working and it's coming back, and then make sure your digestion is right, and then everything else gets better and you're good. It's not just a detox thing. Okay?
Okay, so how about the Floradix for anemia?
That's only scores a 2 also. So again, what I do is better nutrition to actually feed the right organs to get things working again. What you're doing, whatever you're doing, it's not working because you wouldn't have the things going on that you do.
Right. Well, that's why I'm calling you, because I didn't know who to call. I've been exposed to so many different helpers and I can't afford them all. So I've been trying to figure out, well, who really has an answer?
Well, that's the answer. It's like you're anemic underneath. You've got, but main thing is you've got a parasite. And then that's depleting your blood, and then your heart energy is in low gear. So give Rhonda a call, and we'll take care of you.
Thank you, Nikia.
Okay, so is that for both symptoms?
Well, you take care of the one thing. That's your main problem. When you take care of that, often everything else gets better. So we don't do anything but take care of the parasite. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nikia. Okay, we're going to go to Troy in Ashland. Hi, Troy. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I've last year I noticed my body was really sensitive to sugar. My lymph nodes in the back of my head would secrete lymph. So I took sugar out of my diet, basically. I mean, anything that had sugar as an ingredient, but so still have fruit and things like that. But I noticed even if I have, like, a lot of fruit, I still get these kind of flare-ups. And I've done things to, like, a detox for my digestive system, and I've taken some type of citrus supplement for my gallbladder to make sure that's got everything it needs. But my body's still not in balance. It's like I'm treating symptoms and not finding what the actual problem is.
Well, guess what, Troy? You called the right person. Okay, Mary Jane, go.
Your problem is you still have a gallbladder and bile duct issue. That is it. It scores a 3. So when you have a gallbladder and bile duct issue, what it's doing is backing up your pancreas and put your pancreas in low gear, and that's where you're getting the blood sugar issue. So once you get the bile duct and see what you're doing is not working for you, and that's why you're treating the symptoms. When we work on the gallbladder and the bile duct, we know that you're going to have results and they're going to come back, and then we monitor all the other organs and make sure they also come up. And even the nutrition you take for the gallbladder stabilizes the blood sugar. So it's not, it's basically a pretty easy fix. So if you give our office a call, Troy, we could take care of you pretty easily and get you on the straight and narrow here.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Troy. All right. You need to give Mary Jane's office a call at 888-777-4232. Mary Jane, any words of wisdom for our listeners today?
Just think about what you're doing with your health, and are you treating the symptoms and still looking for what's really going on? Just cut to the chase and give us a call, and we'll figure it out for you. and change your life and get you in the right direction. And what we work on is emotional, physical, and spiritual. So you're all a whole person, and you're going in the right direction and standing in your power.
And I have to say, by calling Mary Jane, she's like the one pack. You can get everything taken care of, one-stop shopping.
Package deal.
There you go. Okay, I know everybody's kind of sick about my hockey thing, but I would like to say, go T-Birds Friday and Saturday. Boys are really working hard. Thank you all for your calls, and thank you all for listening. And we will be here next month. I'm not sure if I will, but Mary Jane and Benny will be here next month. Thanks for listening to Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day. Sometimes you're crazy. They wonder why. I'm so-